It's the Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're having our first real cold snap of the winter season. You probably heard that in my voice earlier in the show, the kind of weather that forces the homeless to take shelter. But it's not just the homeless who are seeking shelter. 18-year-old Kara Shannon of Franklin Park is spending two nights in a Pittsburgh homeless shelter beginning last night. She's a freshman at Notre Dame and is taking part in the university's Urban Plunge program. She joins us by phone. Kara Shannon, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
Where are you now?
We are at the Crossroads Foundation. This is our third stop for the day. First, we went to the food bank and helped to sort that food. And after sleeping last night in the homeless shelter, so this is just another step on our journey through the different organizations.
I'm guessing that the shelter was pretty crowded last night with the cold weather.
It was. They have a couple programs. So their emergency shelter is more of an overnight thing, and they definitely were more crowded, had to accommodate more people, and definitely had to find more beds.
What is the Urban Plunge program? Explain how it works.
So it's basically a program set up by the university in collaboration with the Notre Dame Club of Pittsburgh. And there's 11 students, and we're investigating urban poverty and just the struggles that these people who are living in Pittsburgh that are homeless or below the poverty line experience every single day. And we're doing this for 48 hours, but it'll just give us a small look into what they live for every day. And
how did you get involved with this, Kara, the Urban Plunge?
I've heard about it through upperclassmen. My mom knew about it as well. And the Center for Social Concerns, which is based on campus at Notre Dame, is advertising it too. And I just thought it would be a great way to learn more about the city that I call home, but that I don't really know a lot about.
So this is something you're doing for credit during your break from school?
Yes.
And what has the experience been like for you so far?
It's definitely eye-opening.
In what way? In what way is it eye-opening?
Last night, we were able to talk to many of the women and some men, too. We are staying at the it's called the East End Ministry. So we're basically in a building with many people who need shelter or in a long-term or short-term living program, as well as the emergency shelter, as I said before. So we met a lot of these people and were able to talk to them and hear their stories. And they just come from so many different backgrounds that I've never been associated with or familiar with. So it was really just eye-opening to hear about the struggles that everyone's gone through and just meet all these new people and hear their stories.
And as you hear the stories, you know, how does it impact you, you know, emotionally as well as intellectually?
I've been sheltered in Pittsburgh, and I haven't really seen this side. So it really just like tugs at my heartstrings and makes me want to help more and get more involved in this whole idea of service to the homeless and those living in poverty, because just by chance that could have been me.
Was there any story that you've come across that was particularly touching to you?
There was a man that we met last night, and he said how he had it made. He went to college, he graduated, he had a job that made $74,000 a year, a wife, a nice home, new car, and he said in a matter of a few months, he lost everything, and he now lives at this homeless shelter. And it's just really, it really hits close to home, because you think, oh, you're lucky now, but I mean, anything could change, and any day, you never know what's going to happen.
So it's certainly getting you in touch with empathy and the idea that, you know, you're 18, you think, well, I'm young, I'm strong, nothing will ever happen to me, but it makes you realize that, I guess, these are not just people to feel sorry for. This could be any of us.
Exactly. And they're all people. I mean, sometimes you look at people living in poverty and people that are homeless and you make it a group. But whenever you sit down with these people and talk to them individually, you're not different at all. I mean, you're all people and all have the same goals, and it just really hits close to home and makes you see how lucky and how much you have.
Very quickly, in our last 10 seconds or so, how will you incorporate this into your pre-med major?
I personally in pre-med want to work in an urban hospital. So I definitely would see these type of people and experience people who don't have healthcare or that need this help but don't have a place to go or a good background to come from to the hospital. So I would definitely be able to speak to them more as people and understand where they're coming from.
Kara, need to jump in.
Their fears.
We're out of time, but thank you very much for joining us and good luck to you.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Paul Guggenheim.